This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's a song you want to hear at 7:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. That is just good times right there.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Rah, rah, ah, ah. So good. Coming up at 8 o'clock, another chance to win 3-day general admission passes to Bottle Rock.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. For nearly 60 years, Fremont Bank has been community-focused, and in 2021, they provided funding that went toward food insecurity, housing, healthcare, education, and more. Visit FremontBank.com to learn about community banking. That's Fremont Bank. Okay, so now we turn our attention to our good friend and reporter at large, the Alice News Network reporter. Oh, and he works for NBC Bay Area,
also,
too.
Also, yeah.
Right.
Sure.
Scott Budman, welcome to the show.
Scott!
How are you tonight?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
We're doing okay. You staying away from the Omicron or what? You good?
Yes, I'm good. You know, it's strange. I feel lucky to be good because we're still out there, and I don't know why I've been lucky, but so far, so good. I don't know. I hope you guys are all good too.
And yeah,
your families
everywhere though.
Well, yeah, but we're not all reporting on the scene. You're out in the streets. My God. All right.
It's
so
true.
Anyway, I have you here, and according to what Bryn's written down for me, you're here to report on inflation, which has changed the way. Look, my Bitcoin's kicking my ass. I am losing hard. So
I hate Bitcoin.
Curious. It's the worst. But inflation is part of the problem. You hear people when you write, you know, you read articles about what's going on out there. Inflation is an issue right now. So what do you know?
Man, you've already turned on crypto. Yeah, inflation is an issue.
Yes, I have.
Tell you, back to the real dollar here. And the real dollar now buys us less. That's pretty much what inflation is. And, you know, it's an interesting situation now because we have inflation in a good economy. Most people have jobs. In fact, jobs are paying more as a lure to get people back because of all the work at home and all that. So wages have gone up, which is inflationary. A lot of stimulus money has been pumped into the economy to help us buy things so that we can keep the economy rolling, and that's inflationary. So we've seen money come into our households for the most part, and that's good, but that boosts the cost of everything. So right now, inflation is starting to outrun the money that we're getting from the government and from our jobs, and that's bad. And that's why everything you see, from electronics to used cars to milk to bread to pasta, everything costs more because it's starting to catch up and even pass all this money that we're putting into the system and into our own wallets.
The unfortunate thing that I think a lot of us are noticing in our daily lives is that if you go to the grocery store, if you go to a doctor, you will hear them talk about how, and I have to mention schools too, you will also hear teachers talking about how we are woefully understaffed. This Omicron variant thing, the spike has just torched our workforce.
Right.
So on top of not having, you know, the stuff there for people to buy, they're also understaffed, and sometimes that's even part of the problem. Like, we can't put stuff out. We don't have staff to do that.
Exactly, and that is part of the problem. If you're seeing, like many of us, gaps on store shelves, this is not what happened back in, say, March of 2020 with toilet paper and cleaning supplies.
What exactly is going on with it?
It's funny. Back then, people were saying, oh, is it the, you know, the the way that we buy things. It was. We were just buying all the toilet paper and cleaning supplies that showed up and they were gone instantly. This is a little different. This is literally what they call the supply chain, where the stuff is made, how it's transported, how it's put on shelves. And Vinny's right. All those people along the supply chain are calling in sick. They have Omicron. They have that variant. And so we're not getting products to the stores because of COVID. And that's partially why we're seeing prices go up, because scarcity means more supply,
demand.
Less supply, more demand, and prices go up. So there are two things happening at the same time that are making prices go up at grocery stores. And part of it, Vinny's right, it's because people aren't able to go to work. We're also seeing that, at schools and everywhere. You know, you try to get a doctor's appointment, try to get a COVID test. It's affecting everything because so many people are getting sick. And not to get into the whole doctor part, because that's not me, but hopefully they're not getting that sick this time around, right? But they are taking time off, and so we are missing a lot of people at every step along the whole economic chain.
Yeah, and speaking of the schools specifically, there's no doubt that entire classes are saying, come back next week. Take the week off. Someone tested positive. Take a week off.
Jesus.
We'll see you next week. So those are all things that really do affect the workforce in a way that hopefully this is short-lived. From some of the things we've read, this thing burned really hot, really fast, and is already on its way down. So, there are encouraging stories out there, including the one from that doctor at Boston Mass, Boston General or whatever it is.
Mass General.
Mass General, that was saying, this thing, it's going to be nice this spring. Get ready. And I was like, oh, my
You're
God.
Going to get to go out and do stuff.
Please let the news be good. Like, this thing burns out and we are in a better place and enough vaccines have been distributed that we all get to go do stuff.
Yeah, just please. If you've got anything else to say about that, please do. But I want to talk about Elizabeth Holmes.
Oh, yeah. Can't get enough of her. She's the gift that keeps on giving. So fire away.
Well, Vinny mentioned this morning that she's not getting sentenced until September. And that it might have something to do with the, what's the guy's name? Sonny Bialakalolo?
Balwani.
There it is. Whatever that guy's name is.
Right.
It has something to do with them wanting to get, I thought they were keeping their trials completely separate. What do you know, Scott?
Well, they are keeping them separate. And the Sonny Balwani trial has been put off because of COVID.
Oh.
It turns out they've shut down the federal court for people going in right as we wrapped up the Holmes trial. So the timing in that way was good. But they can't even do jury questionnaires. So they're saying that trial is put off till March. But I don't know why they've put off the Elizabeth Holmes sentencing until late September. That's a long time. That's 9 months away.
She could have
is
a baby
possible,
in the meantime.
Just out of, and this is all speculation. So, you know, often listeners will write in and be like, you're so dumb. It's this. Okay, send that. But my speculation is that I don't know for sure. Maybe they don't want her sentence out there before they try this guy because it could affect the jury pool.
One of the theories, and that makes sense, is if they sentence her, right, it may prejudice how Sonny Balwani is treated. Also, part of the sentencing may be, and this is another theory, her cutting a deal that either throws Sonny Balwani further under the bus or somehow changes that crime.
I didn't realize she could cut a deal after the fact.
Well, but I don't think so because, again, they have her on four counts. The prosecution really won this case. They didn't get a full slate. They didn't run the table, but they did find her guilty on four counts, and that's enough for all sorts of penalties, whether jail time or anything you're looking at here. So they already have her. They don't need to get her to talk anymore. She talked a lot, and the jury found her guilty. But, you know, Sarah, even if they say, hey, let's not prejudice this jury, I mean, September 26th is a long time away. You know, Balwani's, that trial should be sewn up and done long before then. So I honestly don't know why this late. And asking, you know, the legal experts, they say, hey, this sometimes happens. Sometimes you get a verdict, a guilty verdict, and it just takes a long time to have a sentencing for whatever reason. They'll put it off because there are other trials in the way or whatever it is.
Well, that's what a good lawyer does, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what money gets you is more time, more free time.
Right. Who knows what'll happen in the world in the next 9 months?
Scott Budman, we hope you stay safe. Scott Budman reports for NBC Bay Area and is on our show often.
A delight.
We love him. Thank you, Scott. Be safe out there.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, so inflation, not good.
No, turns out. And actually, you guys made such good points about, like, it's not just people who have Omicron or whatever variety of COVID they've got. It's also that when it's out there and kids have to stay home, those parents can't go to work. And it's just everything is a CF right now.
Right. Still. And you see workplaces saying if you've been near anyone
right
who's tested positive, and that puts you in a position where you say to yourself, but I feel fine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I need to work.
Right.
And so it's a tough thing to make sure everyone's being responsible, and you don't want to miss work unless you have to. And it's so hopefully we're at the end of this, though. I'm telling you, I saw that writing from the dude at Bob Mass General in Boston. And he was an immunologist, something like that.
He was like the international contagion general or something.
Yeah, he spoke on it, and the notes have gone viral. You may have seen his notes that the hospital, when I looked it up, has put out there that, hey, those were notes from a talk he gave. They're not in context, so it's not, you know, don't get
right.
carried
not, it's
away
not an
here.
Official statement.
Right, right. But it all was positive stuff.
It was.
Sort of, you know, saying, look, this thing's going to burn out, and we're going to have a nice spring.
That'd
so try to just get through these next couple months. And for me, I want to believe that. Thank you.
He is the Director of International Infectious Diseases.
Fantastic. Right. That guy seems like someone who would know.
Now, before we get to my next story, which is semi-related to the Omicron thing, I wanted to ask you, because you are practically best friends. I mean, probably Sammy Hagar first, then Johnny Mosley. But Johnny Mosley is someone who has worked on the Olympics many times as an Olympic gold medalist. He's someone that we all, and he's great looking, so we all want to see him. Do you know if he's going to be broadcasting the Winter Olympics upcoming?
The last I heard from him is he is not involved in it.
What?
Yeah. You know what, Brittany, can you shoot him a text real quick while we're on the air? Let's confirm that, because if something has changed, then, you know, that would be interesting. But as far as what I've heard is that, no, he's not part of it. Which
now,
this will be the first time, actually.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I think he's great at it.
Me
he's
too.
He's someone that you want to see on TV, and he's local. And we
I was
him.
Hoping that meant that he was going to be on Celebrity Big Brother, who we have not gotten a list for. Can you ask him about that, too?
Okay, you got it, dude.
Maybe
okay,
he can't
so you haven't talked to him in a minute.
No.
Well, this is his busy season. It's winter.
It is.
And that's when the Johnny Mosley does his best work.
Well, if there's snow, there's Johnny.
Right. Anyway, I was curious if he was going to be working, but back to my story, which made me think of that, which is, so there was this lockdown in China in Zhengzhou. That's the pronunciation. It's spelt with a Z, but it's pronounced Zhengzhou.
Okay.
These two people were supposed to go on a quick get to know you date. But a snap COVID lockdown forced a Chinese woman to stay in her blind date's house for days on end.
Oh.
So she goes to this dude's house, and he's going to make her dinner.
For a blind date? What an odd thing to agree to. I'll go to your house. How
she's
strong
a
are
30.
Your locks?
Well, yeah, we don't know what it's like to be dating in China. So that's why I like this story. It's sort
maybe
of a
it's
look,
typical, right?
It's a look into the world that I certainly haven't seen. The 30-year-old woman, identified by her surname Wang, I also looked up that pronunciation because it's spelled very differently.
Oh, how's it spelled?
You know exactly how it's spelled. Well, anyway, it's Wang. It's spelled Wang.
And you say Wang?
It said Wang. Yes, I looked it up. Anyway, she went to meet her blind date for a home-cooked dinner on January 6th in her hometown of Zhengzhou. And this is, she says, I'm getting old now. My family introduced me to 10 matches, she says in a video on social media. The fifth date wanted to show off his cooking skills and invited me over to his house for dinner. As they were there having this meal, the whole neighborhood went into a swift lockdown. Like,
that's
right
it.
Then.
No one comes or goes.
You can't leave. You're stuck.
There's COVID. That's that.
The world's headed for China any minute now, and we're doing these lockdowns the second we find out something's spreading.
Oh, God.
These sudden lockdowns, along with mass testing and extensive quarantines, are part of the country's zero COVID strategy to stamp out local outbreaks and to save their Olympic hopes.
Mm.
They really want to do this,
mm-hmm.
as they should.
So how long have they been locked in this place?
Unable to leave. She's been stuck in her date's house for, I think it's been a couple weeks. She posted videos of her unexpected co-living experience on social media, showing her date cooking meals for her, sweeping the floor, working on his laptop, and the videos have gone viral. There,
oh.
obviously. But,
yes, yeah.
You know, this guy's fully caring for this woman who he had one date with. And she's also...
Oh,
not
look at
been,
him sweeping. He's so good at it.
She's not been the kindest. In fact, she was like, I've had to take down some videos because...
Oh.
But her main point was, he's a no.
Oh.
Oh. But he's still stuck with her, and he knows he's a no. Oh,
yeah.
This is terribly inconvenient. can you imagine you go on a date with someone who you go know right from the you sit down across from them and you go, yeah, this is a no. But you're polite and you make it through the dinner and you thank them very much, and then you leave and you call all your girlfriends and you go, oh God, that guy was a no.
So she's done her diary from her house on video.
His house.
From his house, sorry. One of the quotes is, during quarantine, I feel that apart from him being reticent like a wooden mannequin, everything else about him is pretty good. He cooks, he cleans the house and works, although his cooking isn't very good. He's still willing to spend time in the kitchen, and I think that's great. She goes on to say he's a no, but it's not kind, the way she's talking about someone who's making her meals and...
caring for
putting
her
needs.
Up. Right, allowing her to stay at his house. Like, he couldn't have thrown her out on the street, huh?
Right now, I'm still at this man's house. He's inarticulate.
Inarticulate?
Honest person, and he doesn't talk much. After my video became trending, some friends started calling him. I think it's affected his life, and that's why I had to take that video down. These videos have gone viral there, and I don't remember the app they use, but it's similar to, you know, TikTok or any of the others. But she got some fame from this blind date. Unfortunately.
Well, it is quite a situation.
Now, let me ask you something.
Okay.
You've boned a lot of guys.
Sure. Tons of them.
Did you used to, on blind dates, bring fresh underwear? You know, in case you stay for a couple days?
No.
You don't. I know.
You know,
so
I'm actually thinking to myself that, right, she's got the one outfit. I actually think I've only been on one blind date.
Okay. Right. How'd it go?
Not well. I've told you the story. My mom set me up with a guy she met at a bar.
Oh, this guy turned out to be a creep.
It's like a super creep. Like a bad... I had to fight my way out of that apartment.
Oh.
Like, it was... Which is why I was a little bit... Right when you started telling me that she went to his house for their first date, I thought, oh, good Lord, don't do it. Mom.
In some of the pictures, I don't know what they're spraying, but some of the... street shots in China have these guys in full biohazard gear, and they're just spraying the street. I don't know if that's some kind of antibacterial spray.
Jesus.
But they're really trying to keep this from spreading, and I
and they
see
do
why.
It by spreading some kind of poison on the streets.
Yeah,
okay.
Take a look at that.
Yeah.
They're like, what do they have that? Why aren't we doing that?
Like wearing Ghostbusters uniforms.
Yeah, it looks like three Ghostbusters walking into a haunted graveyard. I mean, honestly, it's really that
scary.
That is frightening.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that? Like, can you breathe
Yeah,
that?
What is that? Can you? Are you going to die if you breathe that? Like, don't you leave your house or you'll die. This is how we keep you in. That's really scary.
Here it is. So our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, China uses WeChat and TikTok. WeChat is
WeChat.
That she was on.
Okay.
So, and I don't even know that one, but China has banned According to this texter, this is 415, China has banned mainstream social media like Instagram and Facebook. Okay.
Oh, well, it's up to them.
Says, wow, great instincts, Ellie. LOL. Yeah, that really wasn't, you know, but then when you're having some drinks and a guy seems nice enough and you want grandchildren.
You're my daughter's age. I'll set you up with my daughter. I know nothing about you. That's fine. I survived it. But I was pissed.
Oh, boy.
My mom couldn't understand why.
510 says, Finn, I like you.
Uh-oh,
you're a
what'd
good,
you do
optimistic
now?
Guy, but this isn't going to go away. It will mutate and be a different variant.
Delete that. Delete that.
They said the same thing
right
in 2020
dump that,
and again
dump
in 2021.
It, get rid of that.
You really got to let me try and put some optimistic opinions out there, please.
Yeah, we're all trying to keep our heads above water.
The world can use it.
Yes, and the guy that I reported on is legit. That dude is really works at that hospital.
He has credentials.
Yes.
God. And he's right and you're wrong and stop texting us.
Yeah.
415 says, how could Johnny do Olympic stuff from inside the Big Brother house? Well, one or the other is what we're trying to say.
Yeah, we're hoping it's one or the other.
And
did
I know
you
that...
hear back from Johnny?
Let me check. I don't think so yet.
He's probably sleeping.
One sec.
Oh, he's not. Oh. I know that he can do the Olympic play-by-play from here.
Yes. In fact, he could do it from like ESPN headquarters.
Right.
Connecticut.
So they put him down in a studio. They give him the same footage that everyone else is watching, and he just comments on it and explains what's going on.
Yeah, he's going to be working for NBC Sports Studios. He's doing an Olympic show on Peacock.
Oh, he is. Matt Fantastic. Eisenman, all right.
The
American Ninja Warrior host. Yeah.
Well, tell him if he wants to come on and say hi. He can talk about that.
Will do.
I would love for him to promote that. The other day, Christina was walking, we were both passing in the kitchen, and she goes, does Johnny do Toyota commercials? And I go, yes, he does. That's Johnny.
That's Johnny.
Yeah, I just saw him the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, the commercial or him?
Yeah, the commercial. I was sitting there with Derek, and I'm like, oh, there's Johnny.
Yeah.
Pops up.
Yeah, that's
really,
what
really
she
cool.
saw as well. And I was going to say, if you saw Johnny, then you're in Tahoe at Palisades. Yes. Palisades, Tahoe, everybody. It's the new...
Used to be something else.
Never to be said
Olympic
again.
Valley.
Right.
Mm. No, it's not bad. You know, listen, we got to get rid of these things that turn out to be offensive.
Who knew?
Native Americans.
707 says, it genuinely makes me sad that if Sarah stopped breathing and could quickly be saved with respiration, she has signed a DNR so that we would all lose her.
Well,
stay.
I'm no great
You're
loss.
Staying.
I'm
You're
not,
not
staying.
Going.
It's more like if I have a stroke and I'm out, just let me go.
Let me pump your chest a couple hundred times first, and then
harvest,
we'll see.
You know what? Harvest my organs. It's fine. Don't bring me back to life. Take
Good
my
morning.
Eyes so someone else can see. Take my liver. It's in great shape.
Or I hope Hooman's there so he can give you that mouth-to-mouth you two are so
good. Oh, please. I really wish that Hooman would be there.
That time we saw you two kiss, it was like the sky opened up.
Oh, for the love of God.
Well,
your imagination is,
just
is amazing.
It did stop. You're right.
Right. Sure. Yeah, obviously it stopped.
I was actually
think
happy
it's a long
for
kiss.
Him
oh,
because I know
you?
He loves you so. Mm-hmm. The other guy that you made out with right in front of me was
Sparks.
That was disturbing.
Oh, for God's sake.
What was that guy's name?
Hal Sparks?
Hal Sparks, that guy.
Yeah,
that
guy.
Man, that was...
How do I even have time to do a show with all these guys I'm making out with? This is... How do I do it?
It was like 8 minutes.
How do you do it?
You should write it.
Amazing.
Thank you. I am amazing. How am I pulling all this off and getting 20 makeout sessions a day in? How do I do it? It's incredible.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
What Scott Capurro doesn't want to tell us, and your chance at Bottle Rock 3-day passes.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!